What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, man. We're in a whole different space. We got our hater blockers on. We in the A. We at the hotel. B, man, what are we talking about today, brother?
Hey, I don't have a quote today, but we're going to talk about being braver than yesterday, and we're going to talk about bravery in general, and we're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about the A, Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to talk about all sorts of good things today, so I'm excited about this, D.
Hey, man, let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man, eat some air for life, baby. What it look like, what it be like, what it do, man. Back in here, another Bad Podcast, man, live right here. Me and my boy B, we're in Atlanta. We're at the hotel, an undisclosed location, because we don't want any people pulling up on us. But we in here, B, man. I'm super excited, bro. What you got on your mind right now,
man? Motel 6 down on 17th Street, if you're looking for us. All right, hey. Full disclosure, we're excited to be back here in Atlanta, Georgia, and the forecast looks phenomenal for this weekend.
Yeah.
So if you're within, I would say, 3 or 4 hours, do not miss this. Do not miss this weekend. These meetups, Duane, as you know, and as a lot of our OGs know, like, they're just rejuvenating, right? They're just, I mean, they will revive you. If you're lost, you have no clarity of where you want to go, you come to a meetup, you will very quickly find that clarity. And that's why we do these meetups.
Yeah.
You know, we come together, we do the workout, we're doing the 5K tomorrow to kick the day off, and it's a celebration from start to finish.
Absolutely.
And it's a celebration, D, to see where our clients are coming from, to see where they are, and to give them that next vision or that next goal that they're in search of. And that's the best part of these events, man, because you see these people grow firsthand, man. You see them, what they were, you see what they are. Then you get to see, like, hey, man, where are you going?
And that's right.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, man. So, and that's the beautiful thing about, you know, especially with our 5Ks, man. They're not like normal 5Ks, man. 5Ks I've been to before, you know, I mean, it's great, no shade on nobody, but we literally, like, celebrate everybody that comes across the line. And if there's a lot of people that did a lot of firsts, like, I remember the Atlanta, man, because, I mean, number one, it was raining. Number one, I got soaked. Me and Todd Mickens in the side-by-side. Shout out to Brent for putting us in a motorized machine with no windshield, going about 3 miles an hour, getting soaked. But no, man, but just to see people cross milestones, man, that they didn't think was possible, and that's the aspect, man, that blows my mind, because, you know, it's one thing to have it here, man, but when it ain't even in your mind that you can do it, and then you achieve it, man, that's just a whole nother level of just success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I've been at a lot of 5Ks, and I'm just gonna piggyback off of what you just said. Like, our 5Ks are not like any other 5Ks. You know, we have something called the Alpha. And, you know, a lot of people have this negative stigma with the words alpha, but we actually took alpha and put our own little spin on it. And Mike Spann and Cindy Kane are going to be our alphas. And that's a leader from the back of the pack. That's a motivator, somebody that's willing to inspire from the back of the pack. And, you know, so we make sure that it doesn't matter if you're first or last, you will not be the last one off our track. Our alphas are the leaders from the back of the pack. And, you know, just to talk about our theme of the weekend, it's braver than yesterday. And, you know, and to what we're talking about, to be brave, a lot of people think that it's the absence of fear, right?
Mm.
Being brave isn't the absence of fear. Being brave is actually finding curiosity to pursue those fears. It's finding a greater power than that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you. That's me. That's the client base that's watching right now. They are discovering that their next journey or their greatest version that's just over the horizon is greater than their fear. And this is the product, the 5K, the meetup, that's the product. You know, you come out here and you discover your best, man, and it beats all that fear.
Absolutely, man. So you know what I thought about? Shout out to Miss Karen, man, when she was learning to swim.
Come on.
You know, I mean, there's many things we can shout out Miss Karen about. I mean, she's the OG of OGs. Yeah. But I remember when she was learning to swim and her tagline was, I'm doing this afraid. Like, I'm doing this even though I'm scared, even though I'm not familiar with this, you know, because like you said, being brave has nothing. It don't mean you're not scared. Right. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you're willing to try and to conquer while being scared, you know? And I that my mind immediately went to that.
Yep.
I have to shout her out on that because,
shout
you know,
out, Karen. Let's
that's amazing, you know, to still, because fear is what, that's what paralyzes folks. Mm-hmm. That's what grips folks, keep them from going to the next level is the fear, man. And so that's right on time for sure.
And tomorrow's course, Dwayne, it's hilly and people are going to experience some funny things that go in your mind. And that's where fear comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Fear comes from hypothetical stories that we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. I remember a story. So when I was teaching in high school, this is about 4 years ago, and it was a Tuesday afternoon, and Monday the forecast came over the news and it said tomorrow is going to be the most ferocious winter storm that you'll ever see. It might beat the storm from 77 and all these things. So people are like, oh wow, let's prepare, let's shut down school.
Mm-hmm.
So our school actually shut down the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I woke up on Tuesday morning, sun was out. There wasn't a flurry in the sky. But because we materialized this big story in our mind that, oh, this is going to be the next biggest thing since 1977, we create these fears like, oh, we need to do X, Y, and Z. We need to put the pieces in place to prevent us or hold us back from, you know, taking action that day. Well, guess what? You know, we materialize this story and then we don't end up going to school that day. And it's a laughing stock across the county. But you know, hey, no shout out.
No shade.
No shade. All right. But you know, it's the same thing with life, and it's the same thing with fitness and running. You know, we, at one point in our lives, maybe we couldn't do long distances, mm-hmm. or maybe at one point in our lives we couldn't, or we didn't believe in our true potential.
Right.
And then, you know, we allowed ourselves an opportunity, you know, and that's the big thing, is just give yourself a chance, man. Like, how would you know you would be able to place on the stage unless you went out there and just tried?
Absolutely.
How would I know I could complete an Ironman unless I just went out there and just tried?
Yep.
And that's the thing that so many people miss out on. These people aren't trying.
That's it, man.
And you're not going out there and giving yourself a shot. And there's so many people in here that has so much potential,
mm-hmm.
and we never see it because they don't go out there and give themselves that one chance, that one opportunity.
No, absolutely, man. So, y'all, I'm going to try to keep Brad seated.
Come on now.
As long as possible. He was ready to get up. I'm trying to get Brad. We go. This is the chill episode. We're chilling. We got our shades on. Got our colored water.
The dark colored water. Right?
Our water with sweet tea meal.
Sweet tea meal.
But yeah. No, man, that's so true, bro, because, you know, you don't know until, man, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't know until you take that step. You don't know until you show up, you know, and there's a lot of people tomorrow that, you know, they're showing up not knowing if they'll be able to finish.
Yeah.
They don't know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we're going to make sure they finish going to finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's that step of bravery, man, that mm-hmm. just that it's beautiful to watch. It's beautiful to witness,
mm-hmm.
Even on, you know, fitness journeys, man,
yep.
you know, even when it comes to, you know, weight loss, you know, the people that, you know, I have quite a few accountability partners this round. And so I'm dealing with people that have never really sold out to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they dip a toe in, yep. you know, they yep. this round, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a deal with my folks, man. I was like, hey, we're going to go all out for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Everything you got mm-hmm. for 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know. They don't know what it looked like, yeah. B. I know what it looked like,
yep.
and I know what it's going to be for them, man. But it's just amazing, man, just mm-hmm. to think about that.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of getting goosebumps here. I'm getting excited when you're talking about this, and I'm not. I'm staying in my seat.
Stay in your
seat,
man.
Just readjusting. But you know what? Amazing happens on the other side of that 8 weeks.
Absolutely.
But here's the problem. The masses aren't doing the full 8 weeks without compromise or without deviation. They'll grab the handful of nuts, extra handful of nuts. They'll not do the gallon. Pause. All right. But you know, the thing is is exactly what you're saying. All right. And it drives me insane because you're not giving. I'm looking in the screen now.
Give
baby.
It to him, B.
You're not giving yourself a chance. All right. Give yourself an opportunity to go the entire 8 weeks, to go the distance. And then once you do that 8 weeks and you establish the discipline, you establish the resilience to thrive in life, not just survive, but thrive. I'm talking thrive. All right. And then magnificent. I'm talking magnificent things are going to start happening to your life, not just in the fitness game. What's up, coach? Coach Jeff in the house right now. But not just in the fitness game. You're going to start to see things happen outside, at your place of work, in your relationship. You are going to see things that you've never seen before. The greeners are going to be greener. The blues are going to be bluer. All right. Just trust me. Don't deviate. Don't compromise. Get beyond this 8 weeks. And just, man, give yourself a chance. Hey, what was the old saying? Curiosity killed the cat. No, sir. No, ma'am. Let me tell you something. Curiosity saved the cat, because when we're curious about what's on the other side of that 8 weeks and we just give ourselves a chance to get beyond that 8 weeks, that's where we live.
That's right, man.
That's where we live.
Curiosity does not kill the cat.
Save the cat.
According to Brad.
I'm just telling each and every one of you, it's save the cat, because you know, when you talk about bravery, mm-hmm. and when you talk about giving yourself a shot, man, you're going to be curious from time mm-hmm. to time. You're going to be curious, like, hey, should I do this? Hey, should I do that? And, you know, the curiosity killed the cat thing, you know, it has a different spin to it when you talk about life and fitness and growth, because when you're curious about something and you just, you know, you make an attempt, you know, if it's something of value, you make an attempt for that thing. And I'll tell you what, you go all in, you go all out. Man, you're going to see something amazing happen.
I love it, B. I love it. So I just realized something, man. You put bravery in the thing, and we're in Atlanta. You're slick, man.
That's what you call being intentional.
You're slick, man. Look, yeah. Whitney's over there at the bar, man. Shout out to the Braves. I know that's her Braves team. Yeah, that's right. But no, so I just put that together, man. That's pretty slick, man.
We're trying out here. We're trying. Okay.
All right. I can dig it, man. Good stuff, man. So what else you want to do, man, before we get ready to transition, bro?
What time we at?
We are right at 12 minutes, man.
Let's extend this puppy.
Let's extend it.
Hey, do we have any questions in the podcast today? I always like to, you know, the podcast at the end of the day is to provide some sort of value. And if we can answer some questions, if you guys have any questions from home, whether it's run related, fitness related, motivation, you know, throw it in the comments.
We'll take a look at them for sure.
Okay. So I just want to talk about tomorrow in the 5K, in the meetup and all these things. And, you know, when you talk about fitness, you know, one of our big things is community, you know, as we know, the insulation piece that we talk about so often. And, you know, when you talk about community, you're going to see between 500 and 1,000 people come out tomorrow with a common theme. I want to be surrounded by greatness. I want to be surrounded by people that are like-minded. I want to be surrounded by positive people mm-hmm. that are headed in the same direction with me as I am. And that's hard to find in today's society. That's hard to find in today's world. We were just talking about it earlier. Weren't we? The drama thing, man. Everybody likes to go after the drama because it's very relatable.
Yes.
You know? And it also makes us feel good. Like, oh, I'm doing a little bit better than they are, you know. True. But when you start to surround yourself with people that are wearing the gold chains and the shades, you know, hey man, I gotta level up, man. What do you think I got the gold chain on? This is circa 2005, man. I had this for a minute or two. But no, man, it's all about raising the bar, it's all about leveling up, it's all about improving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what life's all about. And that's essentially why we're getting together tomorrow, to raise the bar, to improve all of our lives and all of our clients' lives.
Yeah, man. I want to kind of dig into the community thing a little bit, because, you know, one thing that Jeff says a lot on his lives, and, you know, it's hard to, because it's not my life. It's hard. I don't know this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not familiar to me, but he always says that sometimes this group is the only positivity people get.
Yes.
Sometimes this group is the only support that people get, and which that blows my mind, man, because, you know, I keep people around me that support, mm-hmm. that's community, that is doing that. So to hear that, man, it lets you know how deep this is, you know, and every time he says it, I kind of reflect on that, man. So, you know, for you watching, for you listening, you know, just understanding what we have here is special, man. It's not common, even though to me it's common, but it's not common for everybody to be in a community with people that want to be fit, that want to be healthy, that want to be positive, that want to push you, that want to motivate you, that want you to go further. A lot of times we see situations where people don't want you to go further than them.
Yeah.
You know, the old crab in a barrel. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Boy. Did you hear? Are you hearing this? Come on now. Are you hearing this, man?
Yeah, man.
You know, people don't want to be surpassed.
That's it.
You know, your best friend. I mean, when you say you're doing a physique show, your best friend, and I saw your wife pop in here, so I'm not going to say your wife, but to the average bear back home, maybe your spouse is saying, hey, don't do this, or maybe your best friend or your coworkers are saying, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they, you know, talk about fears. They have a fear of being surpassed. They have a fear of being left behind, and it's such a sad reality, Dwayne, because like when you're in a community, when you're involved with a family like that we have here based on Facebook, like it's absolutely incredible the support that we get from this family. But that's not that is uncommon.
Yeah,
that's not the norm, you know, and especially a world full of darkness, man. Like,
absolutely,
this is a funny time, and you know, things are improving, but you know, the love, the enthusiasm for life, I call it alacrity, you know, just having that passion for life. Like, it's just, it's almost non-existent. You got a question on there?
Yeah, man. Got a question. It said, what's your go-to decompression at the end of the day, but sticking to the plan?
I'll start. So how do I decompress? And a lot of people in my Tread Thursday class know that I take 5 to 10 minutes every single day, and I'll sit in complete silence, and I'll just kind of, you know, recognize all the great things that I have in my life. Because again, you want to talk about norms. It's easy to say, man, what a bad day.
Mm.
What a bad day. My kids were misbehaving. Mm-hmm. The work stinks. Mm-hmm. My workout was tough. Like I didn't get my workout in. My food wasn't on point. Like, there's so many things that we can kind of look at and say, it just wasn't up to my standard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you take that 5 to 10 minutes and you really relish in all the positive things that you have in your life, family, friends, a roof over your head,
absolutely,
a career, a job, you know, there's always something that you can kind of attach yourself to that's positive. But we don't spend enough time in our lives, especially with the hustle and the bustle and the commotion, to just sit down and appreciate what we do have. So my thing is to sit down for 5 to 10 minutes. I like to snap we back home in New York as Wegmans, but you know, your sparkling water. I like to snap a sparkling water and just kind of chill, man, chill.
I think it's a little like a sensation as if it was a beer.
Yeah, precisely, a little pow. It's just the sound of the can opening, and then from there it's like, it don't matter what it is, man. Come on, now.
Yeah. No, I like that, B, man. For me. It's a couple of things. It may be a walk, you know, even if it's a walk on a treadmill, nothing strenuous. It may be sitting in the car a few extra minutes, you know, or riding in silence. Like, you know, I do that 2-hour trek to Charlotte every other week. And there's a lot of times I literally don't listen to anything and I just ride in silence, man. And that helps me just kind of level out and balance out and decompress. And, you know, Nicole says, you know, but sticking to the plan. So apparently you may have used food in the past, you know. And so we want to encourage you don't use food when you're trying to decompress. Don't use food for emotion if you can. I mean, I know our mental health fitness coaches, if you're in E2M, they teach you on how to deal with emotional eating and things like that. But when you connect decompression with with eating, then it, you know, it's tough to do that while staying on the plan because it's outside of what we intend, which is the three full meals. So just try to find a way to, you know, other means to decompress outside of food. And she said, yep. Talking about food. Yeah, that really just takes effort on your end on finding something else to help you to cope with things outside of food. It's not going to be easy,
no.
Especially if it's a habit that you build over time. Mm-hmm. A lot of my APs that I have this round, they were like, oh, I had some popcorn last night. I was like, why? Like, were you hungry or were you bored? Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we build habits and then we figure out that it's not it's not out of necessity.
Right.
It's just out of a habit, man. Yeah. So Nicole, find other ways to decompress would be my suggestion. What are you about to say, B?
I like to think about it. I'm always somebody that likes to draw an image in everybody's mind. So I call it the board of discipline, right? And I like to envision a 2x4, right? And if you have that handful of popcorn, right, you bend the board, not gonna break, right? Mm-hmm. You bend it a little bit, it's not gonna break. But the second night you have that same handful of popcorn. And you bend it a little bit more, and at that point maybe still nothing happens, but over time what happens is you splinter that board.
Yep.
And it creates more bend and more bend, and all of a sudden you break that discipline. And to strengthen that discipline, I mean, you got to fight. Like, this is I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. It's gonna be a war, and every micro battle that you win, like, no, I will not have that popcorn. And here's the thing, Dwayne, like, I'm at a point in my life, if I want to go have a handful of popcorn, mm-hmm. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because discipline isn't not having a cheat meal. Discipline isn't not having a rest day. Discipline is coming off that rest day. Discipline is coming off of that cheat meal or that off day, rest day, whatever you want to call it, or derailment.
Mm-hmm.
Or a handful of popcorn. Because golly, I let me some popcorn. Cheddar, pop, come on now.
No, thank you.
Discipline is coming back off of the derailed day, or off of that bad day, or off of that rest day,
mm-hmm.
and getting right back on track. That's absolutely. Discipline. And I have the discipline. You have the discipline. You know, thousands of people in this group have the discipline. You just have to get there first.
Right.
And once you get there, then you'll have no problem having that handful of popcorn and saying, "Hey, I'm good. I don't actually need that because I have the discipline. I don't." And those are the temporary highs,
right? Yep.
The temporary thrill, the temporary high. Like, we're always in pursuit of those temporary highs. I call it Friday Night Love, mm-hmm. man. Everybody wants to cheat the system on Friday nights and still get that reward.
Yep.
That's not how it works, man. That's just not how it works.
Not how any of this works. But you know what worked for me, man, in bodybuilding prep, to stay tight, because for many of you that don't know, like, there was no cheat meal. Mm-hmm. There was no handful of popcorn. I don't like popcorn, but there was no hand. So what helped me was actually talking to myself,
mm-hmm.
like, Dwayne, you don't need this. Yep. You can't have this. Mm-hmm. I told one of my APs, I was like, you might have to talk to yourself. Like, and I know they thought I was crazy, but like, literally having that conversation, and that kept me from getting that extra Reese's, that kept me from getting that extra Rice Krispie treat, mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to talk yourself off the ledge. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of times I picked up stuff.
Yeah.
I've opened stuff.
Yeah.
And then threw it in the trash because I had that conversation.
We're the two best friends. And you start to tell me, I am my own best friend. I am my own supporter. I was a goaltender in hockey, and I still am.
Yeah, man.
I became my best friend often, and when the puck's down at the other end, I would have conversations with myself. And it's the same concept. And a lot of times what we do is, when we're not busy, right, when we're just kind of aimlessly strolling through life, we'll have that handful of popcorn. We'll like to chase that temporary high or that immediate satisfaction or that cheat or whatever. When we're tempted like that, again, like you're saying, you have to be able to talk yourself off a ledge and become your biggest supporter. And that's tough because, as much as we preach me versus me, there's a lot of noise in the world.
Yep.
And there's a lot of distraction in the world. And, as much as we can put the blinders up and have that laser beam focus, be our best supporter, be our biggest cheerleader. That's essentially, you talk about, just having that decompression. That's how you do it, man. You just got to fill that time. And sometimes it takes that internal conversation.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Let's see. How's Atlanta looking? Trey said, Atlanta's looking beautiful, man.
Oh, no. Hey, listen up here. All right. So we were here in Atlanta, Georgia in December and had an absolute torrential, just a downpour of a monsoon. And, we're here now in May. And just a complete turn of events. Today was in the 80s. Tomorrow, for the start time for our 5K, is going to be high 60s, low 70s. But by the end of the day, it's going to be in the 80s again. And regardless of what tomorrow brings with the external factors, You know, you bring back that me versus me, like, man, we're gonna tap in tomorrow. We're gonna max out tomorrow. We're gonna have some fun tomorrow. And there's a lot of people there that are gonna be joining virtually. So if you're joining virtually, man, find the energy that we're gonna create here in Atlanta and live off that high. Live off that high.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good deal, man. So somebody said it rained on their head in December.
maybe a drop or two. I, you know, the funny thing is I don't know if you remember, but I like to yell and scream. I like to get loud. I think everybody in this club knows that. And at the beginning of that race, my hands were in the air. I said, "Is that all you got?" I said, "I want more." It started raining harder. I said, "Is that all you got? I want more." It started raining a little harder. I said, "Oh, is that all you got?" It started raining a little harder. I said, "All right, that's enough.
That's enough.
Good, I'm good right there." And then we took off. But man, but you know what the cool thing is? Is people still showed up in the 60-degree rain and still performed.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, what was it, man? It was smiles. It was hugs. It was high fives. It was good vibes, man.
It was great.
That's E2M in a nutshell. I mean, I know we're here in the Eager to Run Club, and most people that are watching are in E2M.
Yeah.
But for those that aren't in the E2M, it's hard to explain.
It is.
I call this Narnia kind of deal, man. It's a hidden gem. You know, and it's crazy, too. Like, E2M is so big, yet it's so small. Like, I'll be in my hometown. I'll be in my hometown where E2M is thriving in my hometown.
Yep.
And I'll say, "You ever heard of E2M?" They're going to be like, "E2 what?"
Yep.
E2M, Eager to Motivate Fitness. I'm like, "Come on now. You haven't heard of that?" And so I call it Narnia, man. It's a hidden gem.
It is, man.
But if you're not in E2M, I'm not saying you have to be. I'm just saying if you're looking for something to sort of rehype your journey or kind of give you that clarity for the next big thing in your life, I'm telling you, man, a lot of it just starts with pouring into yourself. You get some confidence here. You start getting confidence out there.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, bro.
Yeah.
All right, man. Anything else before we pay the bills?
Nah. Yeah, let's pay the bills. And let's just, again, man, bravery is not the absence of fear. To be brave is to find something greater. That's you.
That's right, y'all. That's right. So before we wrap it up, man, I want to tell y'all about some of the deals we got now with the podcast.
Hey.
So now with Triple E, I was premature last time.
Yeah, a little bit.
so now with Triple E, which is the company that handles all of the E2M merch, if you use the code BAD10, BAD the number 10, you get 10% off of any purchase with Triple E, and that lets them know that you found that out through us. And if you are a brand new E2M Kitchen customer and you're looking to try our E2M meal, if you go to e2mkitchen.com/thebadpod, THEBADPOD, if you use that exact link, you get 10% off of your first purchase, man. So, Brad, man, this is super cool. This is our second time doing it in person together. This time we in the A, chilling with a hater blockers on.
Yeah, hey, let's go. Hey, before we close this out.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, in the future, so at these meetups, what Dwayne and I envision is that we do this live and you know, we have people sitting directly in front of us and instead of on the screen here. And we'll be answering your questions. So, like, when you are sitting directly in front of us, you can, you know, come up with a question. You can shoot it our way. And we'll fire you back and answer, real time, live, in person. So that's coming down the road. Not Lakewood. We have things going on in Lakewood.
We might be able to do Lakewood. We might be able to do. My wife is watching. We might be able to do Lakewood.
I had nothing to do with this. I did.
We'll come whenever this go off. We might be able to debut.
Look,
that.
Your phone's ringing.
Yeah, look. You saw a look real quick. But no, we. Lakewood might be the debut.
Right, good,
but look, so we got a lot of people saying we need to go to the West Coast, B.
Listen to me and listen real good. All right. I am West Coast, deep down in my blood. I'm West Coast.
I got some checks in the crib.
Let's go. Let's go today. All right. I don't know what the direct flight is from the A to Cali, but that's definitely in the cards. And for those that are in the Eager to Run Club, one of the big things, one of the big visions is, you know, to get some of these marathons.
Somebody said it doesn't rain here.
Yeah,
Southern Cali.
Yeah, go to Southern Cali, man.
Tony, Tony, Tony. That's my favorite song.
I'm in. I'm in, man. Yeah, so we'll be at some different marathons out that way, and I'll bring Dwayne with me because you know you never know when he wants to lace up the Nikes and go for a run. You just don't know.
Hey, right? I'll be there to support, brother. I pull the Jeff. I'll be the cowbell man.
Cowbell. Yeah, but man, I, if we can get to one of those communities that have a big following out in Cali. You know, send us the numbers. You know, we're trying to go everywhere. I mean, if we go everywhere, we would go everywhere.
Yep.
Yo, yo. man, we go everywhere.
Absolutely.
But it's just hard to,
you know. We can take the bad podcast on the road.
Bad P on the road.
Let's do it.
We can get one of those buses. We can get a little backdrop in the bus. Man, we can make an office right out of the bus. Come on now. You hear what I'm saying?
We need some sponsors.
Hey, if you want to sponsor the Bad Podcast, hit me up, brad@eagertorun.com. You guys want to be on the show? Come on now. Bad Pod.
It's the baddest podcast around.
Yeah, but guys, we love you, man, and thanks so much for the support. It's been a fun journey so far, man, and there's only more to come.
Just getting started, baby. All right, y'all. Till next time.